KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, June the 1st. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust. Hot today, high of 100, and a heat advisory for much of the region from about noon to 10 o'clock tonight. Heat index values between 105 and 110. Chickasha, now the new home of another national champion. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
The newly crowned national champions of NAIA softball are headed home this morning. The USAO Drovers won the championship in Clermont, Florida yesterday, defeating Columbia, Missouri 4-1. The Drovers won the title on Coach Jaden Wallace's first trip to the series in her five-year stint as head coach. The Drovers left Orlando earlier this morning. They're on their way to Houston right now, where they'll catch a connecting flight to Oklahoma City, and they're expected to be back in Chickasha about 11:30 this morning. A police escort will welcome the champs home, where a crowd of supporters is sure to welcome them when they arrive at the USAO Fieldhouse. It's the second national championship ever for the university. The men's basketball team won an NAIA title back in 2002. A formal dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremony held for the new entrance to a treasured historical school. Local and state business, education, and government officials on hand for the event at the Verdon Separate School yesterday, which was moved to Chickasha a number of years ago. Loretta Jackson spearheaded the effort to save the one-room school. Its historical significance is that it was built by a black man on land that he owned, and specifically for the black children in the region. Jackson said there have been many individuals help her along the way.
I was the one that most people saw. They saw me standing there. But then it was those people that were surrounding, holding me up, that I appreciate and that should get credit for this project.
The school is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's only the second school of its kind in the state, and there's only three others like it across the country. More cool news coming right up.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven. 224-0909.
The state finals of the Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association underway. Second go-round set for this afternoon out at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Now, the entire season actually started last August, and the youth travel at least once a month to towns like Woodward and Beaver in northwest Oklahoma, even in Ardmore in the southern part of the state. Veronica Cornett is a freshman from Luther. She's with the High School Rodeo Association for the very first time, and she's competing in barrel racing, goat tying, and pole bending. She's also a candidate to serve as the association's queen next year. She talks about getting ready for the big queen pageant tomorrow.
We have speech, impromptu questions, modeling, and horsemanship, and personality interviews. And so I've been working really, really hard on my speech, just trying to get that presented well and memorized. We have to work on horsemanship, getting our horses ready, carrying the flags and all the sponsor flags at the rodeos.
Cornett will also be competing for the National High School Rodeo Queen in Wyoming this summer. Time to recognize a local first responder for his service. Our Dennis Lynham has the story.
In this week's Getting to Know Your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet Captain Dave Wright. Chickasha Fire Captain Wright commands 12 persons and explains.
Everything is done with safety of our own personnel is first and priority. Second comes the public itself. We have a job to do. So, you know, there are situations where the public just doesn't need to be in the area. Medical call, we go to a house. A lot of times we get to interrelate with the families of the victims that we're running on. So a lot of times the family is our resource for gathering information. And there's a time and place for interacting with the public. I've lived here all my life, and I've just completed 36 years, the 18th of this month. And I still count it the greatest job ever. I enjoy coming to work.
If you see Captain Dave Wright today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks, Dennis. And you can see a photo of Captain Wright on our Facebook page and on our website. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $67.04 a barrel. London-based Brent crude is up a bit to $77.59. Natural gas up to $2.95 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,303, and silver, $16.47. Obituaries today include 99-year-old Victor Wasson of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He participated in the Normandy invasion in June of 1945. As Obit says, his unit spearheaded Patton's Third Army by building bridges across rivers in France and Germany. And funeral for 52-year-old Donald Lupton Jr. of Chickasha, 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, also at Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, 100 for the high, and a heat advisory from about noon to 10 o'clock tonight for heat index values between 105 and 110. Right now, fair 74 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the USAO softball team on its way home after winning the NAIA National Championship yesterday. The Drovers defeated Columbia, Missouri 4-1 in the title game, which, like most of the other games in the tournament over the last week, had a lengthy weather delay. The start of the game postponed for more than 3 hours because of lightning. Columbia scored its only run in the top of the second inning, and they had the bases loaded with two out but would not score again as pitcher Emily Cerny, the tournament MVP, threw 5 innings of shutout ball, allowed only 3 base runners after that second inning. The Drovers would score all of their runs with 2 outs at the bottom of the third, the first on a wild pitch. Then Shania Beck clubbed a 3-run homer to give the Drovers a 4-1 lead that they would keep the rest of the game. The Drovers went undefeated throughout the tournament, scoring 4 wins. Cerny pitched every inning, and in the title game, the Newcastle freshman scattered 5 hits and struck out 4. For the tournament, she pitched 30 innings and struck out 27 batters. Her ERA for the week was 1.17, opposing team's batting averages 0.193. At the plate, Cerny was 4-for-8 and scored 2 runs. Other hitting stars for the champs, Chloe Clifton, who had 7 RBI in the 4 games. And in addition to Cerny being named tournament MVP, the Drovers have 3 others on the all-tournament team, including Clifton, Randa Hatter, and Shania Beck. At the NCAA Women's College World Series last night in Oklahoma City, number 6 seed Florida State upset number 3 seed UCLA 4-2, and number 2 seed Florida run ruled number 7 seed Georgia 11-3. The 4 seed Oklahoma Sooners lost to 5 seed Washington 2-0 yesterday, and top seed Oregon defeated number 8 seed Arizona State 11-6. Now there's just 2 games tonight up at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium. They start at 6 o'clock this evening when Oregon will play Washington, and then Florida will face Florida State. OU will play in a loser's bracket game tomorrow morning against Arizona State. NBA Finals, despite a 51-point effort from LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers dropped Game 1 of the NBA Finals to Golden State, 124-114 in overtime last night. Stephen Curry led the Warriors with 29. Kevin Durant added 26. Game 2 Sunday night at Golden State. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers defeated Omaha 9-6 last night. The teams have split the first 2 games of that series with Game 3 tonight at the Bricktown Ballpark. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning all brought to you by First National Bank and Trust. the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.